share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. If you have any information about the missing person's whereabouts, do reach out to her family. Recently, a number of posts has been circulating on social media regarding an abduction of a 16-year-old girl by a Bangladeshi national. Hi everyone, we might not know each other, but this is my friend and she's been missing for more than 72 hours. Any details regarding her last seen is all in the second pic. Any information of her would be helpful. Thank you. Hashtag missing child hash find Harshita pic.twitter.com/zvkationuk8b. Rudrashri, at Rudra_Shri28, February 17, 2022. According to these posts, a 16-year-old girl named Harshita has been missing since the 14th of February. She is tall, thin and fair and was last seen at the Kampung Pandan area of Titiwangsa, KL wearing a school uniform. The 14th of February, we managed to get in touch with Harshita's cousin, Subbalakshmi, who told us that the incident happened on the 14th of February. Her mother dropped her off at school in the morning. Her mom's last WhatsApp to her was at 6:47 a.m. When her brother came to fetch her, he was told by the teachers that none of them has seen her. Suba explained that they had gone to the police station right away to report her missing. When we checked the CCTV footage, we saw her going into a toilet and that was it, she added. The abductor calls. After 2 days of no leads, they suddenly received a call from a random number. It was from their contractor, Sanjay, who had previously done work on their house. He called to tell us not to search for Harshita and that they would be going very far away. She said, as they were at the police station when they received the call. The policemen told Harshita's mother to continue speaking on the phone so that they can trace the locate where Sanjay was making the call from. When asked to pass the phone to Harshita, Sanjay initially refused, but gave in once Harshita's mother threatened to get the police to question and detain his brothers. Once he gave the phone to her, all she managed to say was, "Ma, I'm scared," before the call ended. He then went on to send them a picture of her without her glasses and holding a headscarf. The family has edited a picture of what she would look like in a headscarf to update her appearance in case anyone does happen to come across her. Girl's voice calling out for help. A few days went by and there were still no leads by either the police or the family, who have gone all across the Klang Valley in hopes of finding her. They then tried looking for her in an area in KL and asked a security guard if he had seen anything suspicious. The security guard went on to tell them that on the 16th of February, he had heard a girl's voice calling out for help at around 3 a.m. in the morning. That was the last potential lead they had on her, despite her being missing for 8 days now. At this rate, even after 6 months, we will still have no new leads. Although we appreciate the police's help, we need the public to help us look for her. She said, the police are treating it just as another case, but for us, there is no other Harshita. The family will be rewarding anyone who manages to find and capture Sanjay. We hope and pray that Harshita returns home as soon as possible and without any harm. If you have any information, do contact the number on the wanted poster. Also read, Majin husband drug and force himself on wife who just gave birth 20 days ago. Source. Provided to WOB 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 source. Provided to WOB. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.